You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Cloudy days, don't the sun ever shine anymore? Stormy weather, will you always be around? When I'm down, I can't stand cloudy days.
And we are back to cloudy days with a chance of showers. So kind of a gray weekend, but not too bad for getting outside. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. And in just a bit, he's going to explain how the past week of precipitation brought us back to almost normal. It was pretty wet after a dry start to November. First, let's get the details on the forecast, Cliff.
Well, Bellamy, I think we will see some sun on Sunday, but first we have to get through some showers. We have very unstable air over the northwest right now, and there's been showers on and off, and there's another line coming in off the Pacific right now. So this morning we'll see mainly cloudy skies, some rain, but there'll be a break probably in the afternoon, and another band comes in sometime around dinner time into the evening. So some more showers. But when that clears tomorrow morning, actually it won't be a bad weekend. There'll be some residual showers on Saturday. Temperatures only getting up into the mid-40s. You know, you might see a little bit of sun, but mainly cloudy, particularly in the morning. Then on Sunday, as the showers move off and high pressure starts building in, I expect somewhat improving conditions, highs in the mid to upper 40s, clouds in the morning, but I think there'll be some sun in the afternoon. So generally dry on Sunday. And then as we get into Monday to Wednesday, high pressure, a ridge of high pressure builds over the northwest. And it's going to be maybe cloudy with some fog in the morning, but I think we'll see sun every day. Temperatures in the mid-40s will be cooler than we've been so far this season. So cool, but dry for much of next week. An interesting aspect of this is while we're cool and dry, most of the storms will be going south into California. Even Southern California is going to get it. So the water situation down there should improve dramatically during the next week.
So something is shifting because last week was really pretty wet here.
That's right. You know, we had an atmospheric river that came in last week. It was warm. It was very wet. We switched into a much wetter pattern. Now, the first part of November was dry. We were really dry up until around the 15th. And then the whole situation switched. We started getting jet streams moving in. Atmospheric rivers started pushing in from the southwest. And we picked up huge amounts of precipitation. I mean, we were inches behind normal. And now, for many of the stations around Western Washington, the November totals are very, very close to normal. So we went from a very anomalously dry situation to one that we are almost right exactly where we should be for the month.
And you told me not to worry last week, so good on you. Really, a lot of late rain. Is this normal or is something changing?
Well, the pattern we saw this month is not that unusual. Starting out dry in November and then getting very wet the late part of the month. You know, that is pretty typical. But one thing we should think about is as we get later in the century, as global warming really takes hold, we expect the heaviest rainfall in November to be much heavier. Of course, the atmosphere will warm, it'll hold more moisture. So the atmospheric rivers, like the one we saw last week, will tend to get more intense as global warming strengthens later in the century. So that's something to be concerned about. And that can end up with a lot more flooding, not only due to more rain, but we'll have less snow on the ground before, and snow tends to soak up some of the precipitation. So the potential for flooding will increase as we get later in the century under global warming.
Something to think about. But getting back to last week, so we caught up on our rain, but not so much with our snowpack.
Well, you know, we started with virtually no snowpack in the beginning of November. I mean, it was really bare up there. But then as we switched into a cooler, wetter pattern, we started picking up snow. Now, the snowpack is still below normal. I just looked at the latest numbers from mountain sites. Right now, we're about 40% of normal snowpack. So we are well down. The current model suggests we'll pick up a few more inches, so maybe we'll get to 50, 60% of normal. But we are definitely down. One big issue is the temperatures. We are going to cool down dramatically over the weekend. I can't stress this enough, particularly in eastern Washington and over the mountains. Now, that is going to allow us to have snowmaking up in the mountains for some of the ski areas. So whatever snowpack we have now, that is going to be retained. One other thing I should note, with cold air in eastern Washington, we're going to have high pressure there, lower pressure over the western part of the state, and that is going to produce very gusty winds in the passes like Snoqualmie Pass and in locations like the Columbia Gorge, where winds will be gusting up to 30 to 50 miles per hour out of the east because of this difference in pressure. So cold air and high pressure is going to dominate as we get from Sunday into Wednesday.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.